Good morning, looking at Simon Bays. So the Chayyadim has a few cases in Simon Bays. Well, the first case is the following. So a person has a bag in which has some types of pleats in it, and the pleats are kept in place. There's a stitching which goes through them. It sort of keeps them in place. If that stitching got a little bit loose, therefore the pleats spread out more than you want them to. So you want to pull on the thread to bring the pleats back into place. The person folds it in the wrinkles or in pleats. And they've now spread out a little bit. He pulls on the chut to bring them back into place. That's considered teifer. So now one of the Achronim asked a question, based on the understanding of teifer, is taking two distinct items and making them into one. So what is he doing over here? How is this considered teifer? Excuse me. Imagine putting the chut there through the original act of putting it through that to create this. We wouldn't have a question that's not called teifer. It's multiple stitches. It's creating this unit, which is able to be fold upon itself. Let's say it bends this way, bends that way, bends this way, bends that way, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and the chut which goes through that sort of establishes and sets it up. See, it's not making a new item out of the two original items. It's the original item just being able to fold in itself, but that's also part of the process of making this into the bag that you want. So who would then, when it's come apart slightly and you're pulling it together to correct that, that's also going to be the malchut teifer. Mesarach l'harbe, this was a common issue. The same thing is true. You can't spread them. You can't separate them because that's going to be the malach of Kareya. It's a told of a teifer. It's a told of Kareya. Now, he gives another example. Let's say you have a garment which has several pieces, and they're stitched together, and slowly the pieces start to separate. So the threads are still there, but as opposed to being very tight, they're starting to spread out. So the person wants to pull on the end of the thread to pull the bag back together again, tighten up those stitches, and pull the two sides of the bag together again. So he says, the pomim yipard mokim atfiris shall basically tichus shakar not mahat ganon yinechut v'zeo isa deraisa. The two sides started to spread out, to separate. You pull on the thread and it pulls it back together again. That's going to be malacha d'raisa. So a person has to be very careful about that. Or the other way around, let's say you have sometimes a thread. Things bunch up around the thread, so you want to sort of smooth it out and spread out the cloth again. It should be sitting on the thread more flatly as opposed to bunched up. So it's also going to be a malacha of correcting the tefira. Not that it's separated and you're bringing it back together again, but it's actually too close together and you're separating it a little bit. But that's going to be also going to be a malacha. And that's going to be Asur and Shabbos. Now the Chayyadim moves to a new case. So we spoke about the day of pleats. What about if you have a bag and it has a drawstring? And the drawstring's goal is not just to make it fit around you when you wear it and then loosen it afterwards, but that's part of how you create the appearance of the garment. By drawing the string together and to a certain size, and then leaving it like that, or so that's going to be. Now you've drawn the two sides of the bag or the cloth together, And that's how you want thereby making the beged more usable, or beged more according to the form and appearance that it's supposed to have. So that would be considered a malach as well. We'll clarify this more, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.